An impressive storm system continues to impact portions of the Midwest here this morning. We'll see this to be a rather stormy day today, and then we'll see improving conditions across the region. At this hour, we have snow, freezing rain, and rain occurring across portions of northern Illinois, back into Iowa, northern Missouri, western Missouri too, as well as eastern Kansas. And the precipitation is expected to shift to the north during the course of the day. Today, we'll look for freezing rain and sleet and snow occurring from Michigan to Wisconsin and Minnesota, maybe as far to the west as southeastern South Dakota, and then back across parts of Iowa, northern Missouri, and northeastern Kansas. Rain will fall to the south of this region. It will be moderate to heavy at times, but nowhere near as impressive as that which occurred over the weekend. We saw rain totals in eastern Oklahoma, parts of Arkansas and Missouri run anywhere from 4 to 10 inches, and we saw the heavier rains extend into parts of central Illinois and central Indiana with 2 to 4 inches amounts in some of that region. The majority of this storm system has left behind quite a trail of impressive weather phenomena. Not only did the flooding occur in parts of Missouri and portions of Arkansas and Oklahoma, but also in parts of Illinois. Some of the wheat in low-lying areas may be damaged by the standing and running water in those areas. Remember that these areas have been hit by other storm systems in recent weeks. The ground was already saturated before we came across the 4 to 10 inches of rain. Obviously, all of it was going to be runoff, and so the river and streams are at record levels in some areas across the Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri area. In the meantime, impressive snows occurred in the southwest U.S. plains, parts of West Texas picking up between 6 and 10 inches of accumulation. Freona, which is in the northwestern part of West Texas, reported 18 inches, and eastern parts of New Mexico reported a number of amounts up around or above 12 inches. There's no snow on the ground right now in central or western parts of Kansas and eastern Colorado, and temperatures in those areas are likely to slip down towards zero tonight and tomorrow night, perhaps even the following night. I don't think we're going to see any kind of serious threat there. A lot of single-digit lows expected. If we do get temperatures near zero, I don't think it's going to cause much problem, but we'll need to watch closely because there is no snow on the ground in some of that region. Western Nebraska has already seen sub-zero temperatures along with most of the northern U.S. plains, with that area is covered in snow and adequately protected for their wheat crops. And over the weekend, we did see temperatures as cold as the negative teens in parts of the northern plains. Well, the forecast is for improvement for most of the middle of the country, Midwest included. We're not going to see any other big-time storm systems impacting the region for at least a week. Some of the computer forecast models today suggested another storm system about a week from now, but I think that's too soon. I think we'll probably go a week to maybe 10 days before we see the next larger system coming into the region. There's still a parallel to our weather pattern that's occurring right now to that of 1983. We need to continue to monitor that as well, because what happened in 1983's El Nino event ended up producing a very wet spring followed by a dry summer, and that of course created all kinds of problems for parts of the U.S. Midwest. We'll continue to monitor the situation closely. In South America, over the long holiday weekend, we saw some precipitation occurring in parts of Brazil. It was erratic. Some of the northern areas are still way too dry. Argentina saw net drying conditions and temperatures were very warm. Forecast for both countries over the next week is for a good balance of rain and sunshine. Most crops will benefit from the pattern and will expect to see continuation of support for normal crop development, except in northeastern parts of Brazil where it's still too dry and crop stress will prevail. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.